From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, Sharon Douglas, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
When Madame Pompadour was on the ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously.
The madam has the cutest personality.
And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made her the toast to Paris?
She had a well-developed personality.
And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pyrrho in Pyrrhette? Or Jupiter in Juno?
You know.
And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see
that she knew how to use her personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pyrrho in Pyrrhette? Or Jupiter in Juno?
Oh, shucks, you know.
And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. Personality.
Well, it's a beautiful morning in Brentwood, and as our scene opens, Judy's just finishing her breakfast as Aunt Agatha joins her.
What are you having for breakfast, Judy?
Oh, same as usual, Aunt Aggie, a Western omelet.
A Western omelet?
That's right. You know, I was born on the range.
Yes, I know.
It sure was hot on the range, too. The pilot light was on. Geranium. Oh, geranium.
Yes, Miss Judy?
Will you get me a piece of that whole wheat bread?
Miss Judy, that ain't whole wheat. That's white bread.
White bread?
Yes, ma'am. I haven't dusted in here yet.
Say, geranium, can we have some mulligatawny soup for lunch?
Mulligatawny soup? What's that, honey?
Did you ever eat hash?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's the same thing, only looser.
Oh.
Anyhow, whatever we have for lunch, please don't make any more of those romance sandwiches.
Romance sandwich? Well, what's that, Judy?
That's two pieces of bread so stuck on each other, nothing can come between them.
Here's the morning mail, Miss Judy.
Oh, thank you, Geranium. Look, here, Aunt Aggie, a letter from Cousin Flossie back home in Cactus Junction.
Well, what does she have to say, Judy?
Says here, Dear Judy, I would have written sooner, but we had some excitement around here. Remember our dog, Molly? Well, she just had rabies. Gee, I bet they're cute. I sure hope she'll save one for me. I hope they're spotted. I like the pokey dotted ones.
Judy. Judy, that's rabies. That means the dog was mad.
Oh, no wonder she is mad. That's the fourth litter she's had in a year. Hey, how do you like this, Aunt Aggie?
Well, what's that, Judy?
Flossie has learned how to knit sweaters with her feet.
Why, that's impossible.
No, it ain't. Says right here. Judy, 3 weeks ago, I fell down and broke my foot. And already the bones are beginning to knit. Oh, gee, I got to turn on the radio and get the Happy Heekly Hour.
Well, why do you want to hear the Happy Heekly Hour?
Well, Flossie invited me to drive back home this spring. My old car will never make it, but Happy Heekly says anybody can get a new car. Listen.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Happy Heekly Automobile Company brings you their golden-voiced quartet.
Buy a car from Happy Heekly, a year to pay or even two. Make an even payment weekly. We'll break your arm unless you do.
Through the courtesy of Happy Heekly, we now bring you the weather forecast for Los Angeles and vicinity. During the next 24 hours, the weather will be cloudy, sunny, dry, foggy, rain, snow, or sleet.
Gosh, Gosh, can't he make up his mind?
Lady, I ain't taking any chances. This is California. And now, we come to the high spot of the Happy Hinkley Hour. This is the moment you've all been waiting for. We will now have a few words from our genial, convivial sponsor, Happy Hinkley himself.
Ah, your father's mustache. Ah, I can lick anybody in the studio and I'll prove
Thank you, Happy Hinkley.
Sounds like Hinkley was a little too happy.
And now, before we close, remember, Hinkley pays the full ceiling price for your old car.
So tear off your ceiling and bring it in.
That settles it, Aunt Aggie. I'm going to drive back home this spring, and I'm going right down now to order a new car. Oh, Pedro!
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita. I've been working on your car.
Did you test the oil, Pedro?
See, and it tested terrible.
Did you fix the front tire? That slow leak was bothering me.
Oh, I fixed the slow leak, Senorita. The air comes out much faster now.
Well, good. Pedro, you've got oil and grease all over your face. What happened?
Well, Senorita, I only did what the automobile book said.
What did it say?
When draining oil, be sure to put pan on the crankcase.
Pedro, I want to look at some new cars. Will you drive me downtown?
Oh, Senorita, I better not. The book of traffic rules says my arm is too short for driving.
Your arm is too short?
See, the rule book says, before coming to a stop, put your hand out 30 feet.
But, Pedro, you take your girl driving.
Not lately, Senorita. I was at her house and her father told me never to see her anymore. And when I left, he kicked me.
Gee, I bet that broke your heart.
Well, Senorita, he never came near my heart.
Well, what made her father mad, Pedro?
Well, Senorita, that night when I brought her home late, when we climbed the stairs to the porch and opened the front door, tiptoed into the living room and sat on the sofa alone, and then I turned out all the lights.
Yeah? Then what happened?
I showed her how my Mickey Mouse watch shines in the dark.
Well, you wash the car, Pedro. I want it to look real pretty.
Oh, you know me, Senorita. When I get through with a thing, it's all washed up. Well, hasta la vista.
You're hot as a pistol, too, Pedro.
Say, Miss Judy, when you go down to get your new car, you going to wear that new dress made out of parachute silk?
No, Geranium, I'll never wear that parachute silk dress again while the wind is blowing.
Well, honey, what happened?
Well, sir, I accidentally pulled the belt when I bailed out of a Wilshire bus.
Well, honey, that's better than wearing one of them plastic dresses made out of milk, like I did.
Why? When you walked down the street, did any wolves whistle at you?
No, honey, but a couple of cats purred at me. Dresses. What them scientists think of make? You know, I heard they even making cream from peanuts.
Cream from peanuts? I don't believe it, Geranium.
Why not, honey?
Well, who's going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to milk a peanut? Couldn't find it in the dark anyhow, those little old things.
But say, Miss Judy, if you buy a new car and take me marketing, I hope there's plenty of room in the back seat for me and the groceries. I ain't getting any lighter, you know.
Why, yesterday you told me you tipped the scales at 149.
Tipped the scales? Honey, I didn't tip them, I bribed them.
Geranium, actually, how much do you weigh?
Well, I tell you, honey, I don't know exactly. When I stand on the scale, the hand always backs up.
What is it back up for?
Well, honey, it can't hit 300 without a running start.
Oh, Judy, how much allowance do you think they'll give you on your old car?
Well, I'm going down to find out, but I'm sure ashamed to ask, Aunt Aggie. It's so old.
Oh, don't be ashamed of your car, Judy. During the war, everybody drove a used car.
I know, and I've got the one everybody drove.
Colgate tooth powder keeps smiling just right. Use it each
morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Now a message from Colgate tooth powder. A breath of trouble, 'tis sad but true, can make a lonely girl of you. Yes, a breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, has ruined romance for many a girl. And so very often the victim doesn't even suspect that she has unpleasing breath. It's happened to thousands without their knowing, made them unpopular, marked them down socially. Don't let it happen to you. Just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
And now, as a birthday present to station WMAQ in Chicago, celebrating its 24th birthday, Judy Canova and the Sportsmen sing Cheery Berry Bin.
When the moon hangs low in Napoli, there's a handsome gondolier. Every night he sings so happily, so his lady love can hear.
In a manner so bravissimo, he repeats his serenade.
And his heart beats so fortissimo when she raises her Venetian shade. Chitty bitty bin,
chitty bitty bin,
chitty bitty bin. Chitty bitty bin, he waits for her each night beneath her balcony. What chitty bitty bin, he begs to hold her tight, but no, she won't agree.
She throws a rose and blows a kiss from up above.
Chirpy, berry, bin.
Berry, bin.
Chirpy, berry, bin.
Berry, bin. Chirpy, berry, bin. They're so in love.
Chirpy, berry, bin.
Pedro has been busy polishing Judy's old car so she can try to get a higher price when she trades it in on a new one.
Judy, the new 1946 car should be wonderful. What kind do you think you'll get?
Oh, Aunt Aggie, there's a company putting out a new model called a six-cylinder Stork.
The Stork? Well, I wonder where they got that name.
Well, you see, the delivery is very uncertain and you never know what you're going to get.
Senorita, look how I polished the windshield.
Golly, that windshield looks so clean, you'd never think there was any glass in it.
There isn't any. I rubbed too hard.
Oh, Judy, you should get a good allowance on this car. I think those red tires make it look very pretty.
Red tires? Those are the inner tubes. Start the engine, Pedro.
Si, senorita. Senorita, the engine is cold.
Well, maybe you should wrap the muffler around it. Say, Pedro, I told you to fix up some of that radiator compound. Don't you know how to make antifreeze?
See, but I wouldn't dare hide her flannel pajamas.
Come on, let's try to start it again now.
Si, senorita.
Oh, boy, we're off. Goodbye, Aunt Aggie. Hello, Aunt Aggie. Gosh, there must be something wrong with the carbonation. Pedro, have you got a spare plug?
Sorry, senorita, I don't chew.
See, that motor hasn't been sounding right. Let's try it again. Now, there, that's more like it.
We'll soon be at the dealer, senorita. The car is going fine now.
Yeah, Pedro. Ain't it thrilling gripping the steering wheel and having your foot clear to the floorboard while kids on scooters go whizzing by? Say, Pedro, do we have a green gas tank attached to the back of this car?
No, senorita.
Well, then, don't look now, but we're towing a mailbox. Be careful, Pedro. Here's another traffic light.
Well, senorita, that's an amber light.
Well, you know what the amber light's for, don't you?
Gee, the amber light means go like the devil to be the red one.
There's the place, Pedro. Pull up to the curb. And please let me do the talking. I want to get a good allowance. Look out, Pedro! Pedro, what's that up there by the front wheels?
The back wheels.
Look, Pedro, the frame is bent out of shape, the whole front end is smashed, and I've got you to thank for it.
Oh, don't thank me, senorita. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Ah, good morning, madam. Welcome to the Hickley Motor Company. My, that's a very becoming hat you're wearing.
Mister, this ain't a hat. I'm wearing a front headlight. Say, what's the price of that new Super 6 in the showroom?
One moment. The price is listed in the latest OPA bulletin.
OPA? Well, what does it say?
The arbitrary price of the Super 6 as of April 9th, in accordance with the OPA regulation 548Z2, pursuant to the OPA regulation of April 10th, is contingent upon the final determination of the fact-finding board of experts as categorized and clearly defined in supplementary OPA bulletin of March 11th.
That's fine. Now, what do you hear from the precincts in Boyle Heights? Say, mister, if I get a new car, can I trade in my old one?
What kind of car is it?
Well, it's a 1906 Papoot Runabout. That's what it is.
I've never heard of that model. What is a Papoot Runabout?
Well, it runs about a block and papoots out. Well, what do you say, mister?
I think you had better speak to the manager. Mr. Blank.
Yeah?
Could you tell me how fast this new car will go?
Well, in a pinch, you can get it up to 20 miles. 20 miles. You can get it up to 30 miles. 40, 50, 80, 90. Slow down, sis. You're going to get pinched.
Well, say, how about those synthetic tires? Will they hold up?
Why, those tires will never wear out. They'll never... They're as strong as steel, as strong as concrete. Strong as the rocket you brought. Like the rocket you... They're built like... Built like... Did you ever see Betty Grable?
He sounds like a broken exhaust pipe. Well, what do you know, Pedro? Look who's coming. It's that stuck-up Brenda Laverne.
Si, senorita. I don't think I like her. Isn't she the one who said you was dumb?
Well, Pedro, Brenda didn't exactly say I was dumb. All she said was, if you think Judy Canova's stupid, you've got the right dope. Now, oh, howdy, Brenda.
Well, well, if it isn't the social climber, Miss Canova. Well, that's quite a dress you're wearing. Fits you like a glove.
Thanks.
Too bad it doesn't fit you more like a dress. Oh, that's a joke, Miss Canova. I like to get off a good wheeze.
Well, that one's wheezing so hard it's got asthma. Say, Brenda, are you looking for a new car, too?
Oh, I already have one. Father bought me this demonstrator here. He has so much influence. I'll get delivery right away.
Who tell?
Yes, Father is one of the pioneers in this section. In Beverly Hills, he was the first man to take up land.
Now, I know. One shovelful at a time with a WPA.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. My father came to California as a barefoot boy 60 years ago.
Barefoot boy?
Yes, and do you know what he's got now?
Sore feet.
Miss Canova, only an ill-mannered bumpkin would offer a gratuitous insult.
Now, take it easy, Brenda. Don't get your bobby pins in an uproar here.
Well, I like that. The gauche quality of your repartee serves only to accentuate your innate oafishness.
Well, that's different. I accept your apology.
Apology? Didn't you ever go to school, stupid?
Brenda Laverne, I'll have you know I went to school stupid and I came back stupid. So there. Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Brenda. Here, have a chew of licorice. It'll quiet your nerves.
Chew licorice? Oh, heavens, I'd just as soon kiss the first strange man who came along.
So would I. But let's have a chew while we're waiting, though. Say, Brenda, do you mind letting me drive your new car?
Well,
that's mighty nice of you. Come on, Brenda, let's give her a whirl. I'll start the motor.
Now, do be careful, Miss Canova. This car's never been driven before.
Oh, that's all right, Brenda. I ain't never drove before, so me and the car can start even. Here we go.
Oh, Miss Canova, you drove right through the showroom window.
Yeah, I know. You think that's easy? Look, Brenda. Look, no hands.
On the steering wheel, and don't go around corners so fast, it frightens me.
Well, do what I do. When we come to a bad corner, shut your eyes. Well, Aunt Aggie, we got ourselves a 1946 car.
You did?
Yep. I hit a telephone pole with Brenda's new car, and she sold it to me real cheap.
The car hit a telephone pole? Well, goodness, will you still be able to drive to Cousin Flossie's in the spring?
Aunt Aggie, I'll have to. The spring is the only part of the car that's left.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women as old as 50, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
Ladies and gentlemen, in answer to many, many requests, Judy Canova singing her theme song as she recently recorded it, Go to Sleepy Little Baby.
Go to sleepy little baby, go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake, and ride a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home to baby. Daddy's coming home to baby. Stop your crying, Daddy will be by, and you a shiny little pony. Hush, bye, my little baby. Bye, bye, my little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me. Then we'll never be so lonely. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake, and ride a shiny little pony. Hush, goodbye, my little baby. Bye and bye, my little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me. Then we'll never be so lonely. Oh, go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake, and ride a shiny little pony. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day palm olive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Friends, I cannot sugarcoat this news. Famine is raging in Europe and Asia. Between now and July, millions of children, men and women face starvation. Shall we feast while they starve? Of course, your answer is no. And here's how you can help them. Save on all wheat and rice products, such as bread, macaroni, pies, cakes, cookies, and breakfast cereals. Use instead more fresh fruit, vegetables, potatoes, fresh poultry, fish, and eggs. Surely, that's no sacrifice. And I'd like to point out that America is not giving charity to these famine-ridden countries, for their governments will purchase the food we ship them. Don't let them starve. Share and save. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, palm olive soap and Colgate tooth powder, the bestest in the world. Don't you like that sleepy baby song, folks? I like it because my ma used to sing it to me. If you don't mind, I'd like to sing it again. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake, and ride a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home to baby. Daddy's coming home to baby. Stop your crying.
Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.